So, translation by Srila Prabhupada with a purport. When Lord Krishna passed over the public roads, all the ladies from the respectable families of Dwarka went up to the roof of their places just to have a look at the Lord. They considered this to be the greatest festival. Purport. To have a look at the Lord is a great festive occasion, undoubtedly, as it was considered by the metropolitan ladies of Dwarka. Govinda, could you read this purport? I'm scringing and I don't want to make any mistakes. There you are. Sorry.
Okay, okay. To have a look at the Lord is a great festive occasion, undoubtedly, as it was considered by the metropolitan ladies of Dwarka. This is still followed by the devout ladies of India, especially during the days of the Julana and Janmastami ceremonies. The ladies of India still throng up in greatest number at the temple of the Lord, where his transcendental eternal form is worshipped. The transcendental form of the Lord installed in a temple is not different from the Lord personally. Such a form of the Lord is called Archa Vigraha, or Archa Incarnation, and is expanded by the Lord by his internal potency, just to facilitate the devotional service of his innumerable devotees who are in the material world. The material senses cannot perceive the spiritual nature of the Lord, and therefore the Lord accepts the Archa Vigraha, which is apparently made of material elements like earth, wood, and stone. But actually there is no material contamination. The Lord being Kaivalya, one alone, there is no matter in him. He is one without a second, and therefore the Almighty Lord can appear in any form without being contaminated by the material conception. Therefore, festivities in the temple of the Lord, as held generally, are like festivals performed during the manifestive days of the Lord of Dwarka, about 5,000 years ago. The authorized acharyas, who know the signs perfectly, install such temples of the Lord under regulative principles just to offer facilities to the common man. But persons who are less intelligent, without being conversant with the signs, mistake this great attempt to be idol worship and poke their nose into that which they have no access. Therefore, the ladies or men who observe festivals in the temples of the Lord just to have a look at the transcendental form are 1,000 times more glorious than those who are non-believers in the transcendental form of the Lord. It appears from the verse that the inhabitants of Dwarka were all owners of big palaces. This indicates the prosperity of the city. The ladies got up on the roofs just to have a look at the procession and the Lord. The ladies did not mix with the crowd on the street, and thus their respectability was perfectly observed. There was no artificial equality with the man. Female respectability is preserved more elegantly by keeping the woman separate from the man. The sexes should not mix unrestrictedly. Thank you.
That's the one. There's a little screw here. Every time you see this flopping up and down, so you just tighten it. Sometimes devotees, they, you know, then when you want to adjust it, just unscrew here, and then otherwise it gets spun, damaged. See? Microphones, they could be very useful to transmit the message of Krishna. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Yagedigre Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarina. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak eloquently. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Tamala Krishna Goswami Nitti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskada Disatarine. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. When Lord Krishna passed over the public roads, all the ladies from the respectable families of Dwaraka went up to the roofs of their palaces just to have a look at the Lord. They considered this to be the great festival. The very first business of the guru is to teach. The only business of the guru is to teach the disciple how to enjoy properly. Isn't it? We think, oh, the guru, it's making me work very hard, getting up early, austerity, yajna, studying. Actually, the purpose of the spiritual master is to open up the eyes of the disciple and give him the real festival, the real darshan for his senses, sense gratification. Rishikesha Rishikenam Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Through bhakti, the senses, they become gratified. Bhakti brings enjoyment. Just like when we have darshan of the Lord, we enjoy the beauty of Krishna through the eyes. And especially, you know, in a neophyte stage, we think, oh, very beautiful piece of marble when we first come to the temple, very shiny and nicely painted. And that's fine, it's not offensive. We see according to our consciousness. You may see a piece of marble, you may see a painting, or a piece of wood, or a stone on the altar, and somehow or another you feel attracted to those material elements. But when you advance spiritually, then that piece of marble becomes something else. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, that through the eyes of love we can start to see or feel Krishna when we have a darshan. I'm not on the Prema Bhakti stage, but there's a difference when I see the deities now and when I first saw them 38 years ago. I have a different view. Of course, when we come in front of the deities, we come with a fertile consciousness that Krishna will rasigya, you know, will enjoy it. He will want to see us. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna will see you. To drink the beauty of the Lord when there is love in the consciousness is very high. You could see the ladies here, they went on the palace. They wanted the privacy. That means they wanted to be away. You know, the men, they were not concerned of a man. They wanted to see God. And this is the ultimate darshan of someone who wants to get out of this material world. He turns away from his wife or husband, children, friends. And then, you know, you just look at Krishna. That moment will be tested on everybody. It's the most important moment of our lives, where our heart, because we can only see the Lord through the eyes of the heart. I remember when I first joined, after 1 year or two, I went swimming on the beach with my devotee friends. I don't know how to swim, actually. Even though I was born close, maybe 10 minutes away from the sea, but my sign is a cancer as well. It's cancer, you know, the crabs, they like to live beside the land, you know, but not too much in the water. So I've always been a coward of the water, afraid of the water. I like the fire. I was always playing with the fire, but water, you know, some of us maybe could be something from previous lives. You're afraid of a particular element. Some people, they are claustrophobic. They're afraid of space or the height. Some people are afraid of the water. Some people are afraid of the fire. We all have different prarabdha karma experience from previous lives. The smell comes from previous lives. As soon as you smell something, you know if you like it or not. Isn't it? Yam yam papisparam bhavam tajyanti anti kalevara. Whatever attachment or whatever dislike you have from previous lives, it will follow you. Anyway, so we went to the beach and I was drowning. I was playing with devotees in the water and there was a hole, how do you call it? A hole in the water. I couldn't touch anymore, the bottom. And what was I seeing? I saw the sky, the sun, and then I said, "Oh, mommy!" I was calling for my mom. I said, "That's it. I'm going to die today." Did I think of Krishna? No. You could see that moment is tested for everyone. So, to have this eagerness to see Krishna or the deities, but in a real way, not just to see, you know, darshan, but in a real way, like a lady, elderly lady, she had so much devotion for Lord Jagannath, she climbed on the shoulder of Lord Chaitanya. Who will dare? Anyone, hands up, any one of you who will climb on the shoulder of Mahaprabhu? Hands up. Even if you're offered 10 billion. Of course, if you ask a materialistic person, you know, he will get a ladder and he will. But a devotee will never do such a thing. But this lady, she was so blind with love. She wanted to see Lord Jagannath. And she couldn't even realize which shoulder she was climbing on. And one of the associates of Mahaprabhu got very angry with this lady. "Get off, get off. You're standing on the shoulder of the Lord of the universe." She was so absorbed on darshan of Lord Jagannath that she could only see Lord Jagannath. That was sense gratification for her. And Lord Chaitanya said, "No, stop, stop, let her." He protected her. He grabbed her feet. And he wanted to facilitate the darshan of this lady. And then he said, "I wish I had the eyes to enjoy this darshan, this lolium, this desire to see the Lord. I wish I had that desire in my heart." Because Lord Chaitanya didn't come as God. We all know he came as a devotee. That's why he only left 8 prayers for us. And one of them is that, "O Govinda, I have no devotion. I have no, what did he say? What is it? No attraction for the holy name." That's the one, yeah. So this is the mood of Mahaprabhu. And the ladies here, they went on the roof. So much love for Krishna. Only Krishna and nobody else. And this is the perfection of womanhood. In the relationship, ekeha kurunandana, one vision, one darshan, Krishna, nothing else. Because sometimes, even if we see, we as a neophyte devotee, we think, "Oh, why only Krishna? Why everyone should be attracted to Krishna? Why they are not attracting to me?" That's what the celebrity, they think. You know, everybody should be attracted to them because they're beautiful, or they sing well, or because sport people. So they're like calamity. They want the attention. They want people to have a darshan of them. And people, they pay money. But that kind of darshan, it's a flickering, like the spark from the fire. Someone is beautiful today, tomorrow is nobody. And then you see them on the news doing something wrong, whether it's a politician or celebrity. But Krishna is apurusheya, and he deserves our darshan because the eyes, they've been created just to see, to have that darshan. And also because all the ladies, the jivas, they belong to him. We belong to him. There is no room for envy because he's our Ahambija Pradapita, he's our original father. These ladies, they recognize him as the source of their birth. And when we reach that stage, we understand that Krishna, it's actually the bhaktaram tapasam yagya. It's the enjoyer of everything and everybody. Because there is no immoral concept to see Krishna enjoying with all these queens. Only, how many? 16,000? Why only 16,000? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, all the women in the world, they're made, they're created to give a pleasure to Krishna. That is very high state. If someone think, a grihastha think, actually my wife, it's not for my pleasure, but it's for Krishna's pleasure. That is the correct mentality. because we know that we are all belonging to the Ladini Shakti. We are part and parcel of Srimati Radharani, and she is the happiness of Krishna. She is the internal energy of Krishna. We are of a female nature. We are meant to give a pleasure to Krishna, just like your own happiness in your heart is serving you to make you feeling good. So the happiness of the jiva, the gopis or Radharani, is actually functioning always to make Krishna comfortable, because we belong to him. So there is no immoral act. There is no room for envy. He created everything. He created the male aspect, which is him, and the female aspect, which is us. And so, just like some commentator from other sampradaya, they criticized Lord Krishna for messing around with the wives of the gopas, messing around with the wife of Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu in Sanskrit means two. Abhi means two, and Manyu means two men. It's actually Krishna, and he's also not Krishna. Am I correct? Abhimanyu. It's him, but he's not him. The shadow of Krishna. So Krishna himself, he expanded. It was not just a jiva like us marrying Srimati Radharani or the other gopis. It was Krishna himself. So there was no immoral act. He does that to create this parakya ras, the forbidden fruit. Everybody likes forbidden fruit. Everybody. When you don't have something available and you see in the possession of somebody else, you desire it. It's because something difficult to achieve, to get. So therefore, you rich people, you know, they sometimes they pay a lot of money to have what they want. And that's the forbidden fruit. So Krishna also, but he plays around with his own energy, his own internal energy. So there is nothing that doesn't belong to him. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda Kija. And therefore, the women of Dwaraka, they are rightly situated in just concentrating their eyes on Krishna and feeling this festival. There is a festival of sense gratification, and which is based on the senses, but that's dusparina nalina cha. You know, no matter how much we gratify our senses, we are never satisfied. Dusparina nalina cha. And then there is the festival of sense gratification, which is devotional service, when we engage our senses in the service, Rishikesha Rishikenam Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate, in the service of the master of the senses. That's how the senses, they become purified. And that sense gratification is Param Drishtva Nivartate. It's higher, much, much higher than anything else. So the residents of Dwaraka here, you have four types of relationship. We heard the other day from, I think it was from Trinath Prabhu, that it's a perfect feeling to be in that relationship with Krishna. Dasyaras, the Sakya, the parental. Later on you will see that Krishna will exchange his love with all these different, you know, with the servants, with his mother and father. Later on you will see Devaki that will seat Krishna on her lap, and she wants to feed him milk, even though he's a grown-up man with the children. But that's the nature of the parent. And also the queen of Dwaraka, the conjugal relationship, they also feel. But there is something more than that. We're talking about Dwaraka here. Now, where I want to go, we only have 10 minutes with this class. Niskinchan asked me to dovetail the class into a book distribution class. How do I do that? Well, what has it got to do with a Dwaraka? Has it got anything to do with Dwaraka? So I was thinking this morning when I got up, I didn't really prepare for it, but and I remembered the exchange of Ramananda Roy to Lord Chaitanya. Ramananda Roy was telling Lord Chaitanya about how exalted is the position of a servant of Krishna, Hanuman, you know. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "Give me more, give me more." And then, you know, he goes to Dwaraka, said, "Oh, the residents of Dwaraka, they are, in all these rasas, they're imbued with honor reverence. All of them, from Dasya to Madhurya. It's perfect, but they are with awe and reverence." So Ramananda Roy was, you know, saying, you know, that consciousness is very high. And Lord Chaitanya said, "No, but give me more." Then Ramananda Roy went to start to discuss about Vrindavan. And he said, in Vrindavan, you also have these four types of relationship. Of course, there's five, Shantaras. But all those relationships, Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakya, Vatsali, and Madhurya, they're deprived. They're devoided of awe and reverence. There is no awe and reverence in the heart of the, you can call it, maybe it's a godless society. Once I asked Amal Krishna Maharaj, I said, "Does that mean that the resident of Vrindavan, they don't believe in God? If there is no concept of God, that means it's malicious society or it's a godless society?" Of course, they do believe in God. They have Lord Vishnu as to symbolize the Supreme Personality, but it's not very important for them because the presence of Krishna, it's much, much more powerful. And he's just an ordinary person. That is more enjoyable when you have a powerful friend, a powerful personality, but you don't really know, you know, what he's capable of. Krishna bailed them out, you know, in so many danger with Kaliya, with Agasur, with so many. He protect them event after event. They were just wondering who is this boy, but that they just loved him and they were not interested. He may be a demigod, or he may be a mystical person, or maybe, but who cares anyway? We love him. This is the mood of Vrindavan. So Ramananda Roy went to father and father. He said, you know, the Dasya, they give you pleasure. He said, "Yeah, give me more." Then the Vatsalya, the Sakya, Arjuna. Not Arjuna, the warrior. There is another Arjuna who is a cowboy, and Sudama. And then Lord Chaitanya said, "Give me more, give me more." And then he went to the parents of Krishna, and then the gopis, and then he said, "Give me more." And he arrived to Srimati Radharani. Now, that's the ultimate pinnacle of happiness of God, to have his exchange of love with Srimati Radharani. I was thinking this morning, is it this the top feeling for God? I personally think maybe not. Maybe there is something higher. And I was reading, I gave a class in Soul Street the other week. I was reading about this pastime of Lord Chaitanya when he was in Jagannath Puri and he was visited by so-called materialistic king, that the Lord, he dodged his darshan many times. But he was a great devotee of the Lord. But the Lord, he made a point, you know, I don't associate with the materialist people. The top one, the top materialist person is the king. So he didn't want to see Patraparutra, King Patraparutra. But then something very special happened. It was the associates of Lord Chaitanya that said, you have to say something mystical, something that it will put him in trance. So he started, Patraparutra went to have a darshan and started to massage the feet, and the Lord was sleeping. And then he started to recite the Gopi Gita. Now we know, we said it before, the exchange of the Gopi and Krishna is very exalted. And the topmost Gopi is Srimati Radharani, which is the top one. But that is Mahabhav, the crown jewel of the Prema Bhakti. But there is something more. Govinda already knows where am I going there. And I was thinking, there was something, you know, when Lord Chaitanya, he heard the recitation of the Gopi Gita, you know, he was asleep, but then it came to a verse. You're shaking your head now. And do you want to be merciful to tell us this verse? You know, you can say louder, because this is actually the crown jewel of all the verses. We can all say it. Tam ritam tam asjivana. Tanam. Everybody should learn this verse, including myself. I mean, I learned as a brahmachari, but then I forgot. But it's the most important verse. If you want to attract the attention of the Lord, you recite this verse and the Lord, you open up his eyes. He will embrace you wherever you are, a king, a pauper, a demon, a materialistic person, a great devotee. That was the verse that woke up Mahaprabhu in ecstasy. Immediately Mahaprabhu stood up and embraced this person. He didn't even know it was a king. It was the king. He didn't know. Now, what is the translation for that verse? Do you remember at heart, Govinda, or should I read it? I've got it here. Should I read it? Very nice. Because this verse makes us understand what is above, you know, the love of Radha and Krishna. There is something that impels or induces Lord Chaitanya to come in this world. It's called the compassion. When Mahabhav, the mercy of Radharani and the mercy of Krishna is on the top highest blossomed platform, it's not complete unless there is an element on it, compassion. And that compassion, when someone is a very loving person, is very kind, but if he has no compassion, isn't it? What kind of love is that? So, and Mahaprabhu, that it's about the jivas, his children. He's missing his children. And that's why he came. He came for that purpose. You have understood. Okay, it's got to do with the Gopi Gita verse and everything, the exchange of love between Radha and Krishna. But there is something, it's just like, you know, the other day I got a call from a Mataji. I don't want to mention her name. And the son was disappeared for 2 days. She was crying and she was asking me to help. It's a friend of my wife. The boy disappeared for 3 days. So they were very, very worried, the mother and the father. And she said, please, please help me. Help me to find my son. So I made lots of phone calls. We phoned the police. Eventually, the next day, he showed up. Now it made me thinking, Radha and Krishna and all the gopis, whatever is going on in the spiritual world, it's a great festival. But when Radha and Krishna, they're enjoying, there is always something bothering the Lord. You know, my children, they've gone. Some of my children, they've gone. They've been lost. They went away. And they would... And that's why the translation says, you know, that... Let me see if I... Could you come and read it, Mother Govinda? This is really, really nice. It's this one here. Does it come? Maybe you have to enlarge it a little bit.
The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and the soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent.
So that's why preaching, you see. Preaching is the crown jewel of all any other rasa. I mean, the other day, I think it was a Trinad, you know, some questions they were raised, whether or not it's bona fide to be fit to be the wife of God. That's fine. It's a distant goal. It's up to God if the person will eventually become qualified or not. But there is something much more higher than that, which is the service, you know, the preaching. People are suffering. It's like if I go out and try to deliver someone, bring that person close to Krishna. That's very good. It's a very good act of charity. The Lord becomes very... But if I stay home and think, oh, let me cultivate my desire to become friend of Krishna, the wife of Krishna, whatever, the parent of Krishna. I mean, it will not get me... Krishna is... He will fulfill probably the desire. He may not, but... The point is that Krishna has got his own desire. And his own desire is, please help me. My children are missing. Help me. That's why he says, magnificent. That person is magnificent. Now, what has got to do with the Gopi Gita, this verse? But you could see the preaching mood of Mahaprabhu. It's the only way that... You know, the complete festival in the spiritual world, it takes place when nobody's missing, isn't it? You have a larger family and some of your children, you know, they're still missing. You may enjoy the party with your friends, husband and wife, but you're always thinking on the back of your mind, you know, what about my other lost children? And Krishna cries in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he cries with tears in his eyes. He goes into the garden of this material world. He tells his friends, please help me. Help me to distribute this fruit, love of Godhead. Help me. So I thought of that. I thought, you know, that... Please correct me if I am wrong, but in my opinion, I feel that... You know, pure devotees, they come here for no other business, not to exercise their uttama adhikari. You wouldn't see an uttama adhikari in this world. It's impossible. What is he doing here? Then you ask, if there is an uttama adhikari, you ask that person, what are you doing here? Even if people, they have a darshan of that uttama adhikari and they become pure, that's preaching. You see? Those you don't see here, and they are in the spiritual world, they are exercising in full gusto, the uttama adhikari feeling. But the uttama adhikari, even Lord Chaitanya himself, he didn't come as God, he didn't come as uttama adhikari, he came as a madhyama adhikari. Every devotee in ISKCON, the topmost platform is a madhyama platform that is very exalted. We could say, yes, Prabhupada took off the coat, the general suit of a madhyama when he was very sick and he couldn't preach much. But you could see on his deathbed, he was still narrating the Bhagavatam. I think he still had this suit on as a madhyama general. We shouldn't think, you know, it's a lower to be a madhyama adhikari. It's a very exalted platform. And so preaching, it's the essence. There is a book of Sutapa Prabhu. That is the essence of Krishna consciousness. Without helping someone to come close to Krishna, what is the purpose of joining the movement? We can go back to Godhead by chanting 16 rounds, following the four regs, taking prasad, associating with devotees, or becoming a Sunday feast devotee. I am a Sunday feast devotee. But then what? What else? Krishna is not angry that if you don't preach, I'll kill you, or you don't come back to me. No, he loves you. And you could do that. Prabhupada said you could do that and go back home, back to Godhead. Even if you don't move a finger to do any service. But then again, you know, if we have any sense of gratitude in our heart, somebody has helped us to come close to Krishna. So let's carry on the same legacy. Let's help somebody else. Even if you help one person, I have this motto, you know, I want to make at least one devotee per year. Which it happens sometimes. I mean, it's been a few years I didn't do any, but even if my book distribution, it's concentrate to make one devotee per every 10 years, I'm very happy. Because that is the purpose of preaching. I can go back home saying, my dear Lord, for your pleasure, I connected someone back to you. And you know, it's a glorious, glorious thing. All the Harinam we do is to make devotees, to attract people. All the prasad distribution we do, everything is going on, even at the deity, we dress them up nicely. It's a preaching movement to attract people to Krishna, bringing people to Krishna. These are the seven purpose of ISKCON. So I'm going to hand the class here and I ask quickly if there is one or two questions or disagreement. If you disagree, no problem.